So tonight we'll continue with our chokas that we began last week. We started at the end of the shiur, chokas that negated to at the time of eating. We mentioned the din of shulchan echad, where they're sitting at the same table, spending time over food, eating a meal, lunch, a supper, or otherwise spending time. So they need to make a hecker. Hecker could be done in one of a few ways, either by putting something on the table, or changing the way they normally have their tablecloths, placemats. And then we mentioned a few other exceptions when you do not need a hecker at all. The next archok is karachas. Karachas is when they eat from the same dish, the same bowl, plate, bag, carton, whatever it may be, but they're eating from the same one or drinking from the same container. However, the rule over here is that when they're eating from the same one directly from the serving dish or from the container to their mouth, it's going directly to their mouth. They're eating directly from the serving container. Therefore, if there's any way of hefsek in between, for example, they're taking from the bowl and they're putting it down on their plate and then eating from their plate, or if they're taking a handful, they're eating from their hand, pieces of it. They took a handful of popcorn, they're eating a popcorn from their hand. That's also called a hefsek. Or if, let's say, it's something which is big, an apple of fruit or a cookie, a big cookie, where you don't just take the cookie and put it directly in your mouth. You eat from the fruit, you eat from that, you take bites out of it. So that's called now eating from what's in your hand. That's also enough of a hefsek. If it's something you need to peel it or crack the shell, that's also enough of a hefsek. That's not called that you're both eating directly from the serving bowl. If it's something which you suck on also, like a candy, that won't be a problem. The issue will be, dafka, if it's something small, that you take a cherry or a small cookie that you take straight from the serving dish and you put it straight into your mouth. That's where the issue of karachas is. Then we have shirayim. Shirayim is leftovers.
Switching hands, okay?
You're taking the candy, put it in the other hand, taking it from there. I don't think that's enough. But it's a good chav. Yeah, for sure. So really, it's enough if one of them does it. And the issue over here is not because you might come to touch each other, because first I'm taking and she's taking, we're not taking at the same time, it's just there's a certain feeling of closeness when we both eat from the same container. Okay, shirayim. Shirayim is leftovers. So the issue of karachas that we've been speaking about earlier is when they're both eating from any serving dish. Shirayim is when she had her own personal portion. She had a plate with food which was miyuchet for her. She has a piece of chicken, a piece of kugel, or vegetables, whatever it may be. It's her portion, and she ate from it. And now there's leftover. So the issur over here is dafka on the husband. This is one of the issurim which are only on the husband, to eat or drink from in front of her. If it's not in front of her, or if it was transferred to another kli, you took the food from that she ate from, you put it onto another kli, or the drink that she drank from, you poured into another cup, then there's no issue. Or if someone else drank or ate from it in between, even if it's a child, it's no longer her leftovers, it's now the one that ate from it in between, their leftovers. If If one day, if what do you say? Yeah, yeah. Because now it's their leftovers, not her leftovers. It takes away that feeling of her leftovers. If let's say she drank a half a cup, and then we just filled it up. So that according to some person is not enough. So it's better to then pour it into a second cup. But if she drank it, there's only little drops, or a small amount left on the bottom. That's not a problem. If let's say he's drinking or eating from her leftovers from the dish itself, and she's out of the room, and then she walks back in the middle, that's also a question. And the paiskim, or similarly, if she ate or she drank from when she was tahar, and then after she finished eating or drinking, she got her vest. Her period, she became asa. What's the question of paiskim in these cases? So if it's possible to be machmer and just transfer it, it'll be better. Now the isur shirayim is dafka by foods that you would not eat with a stranger. Those types of foods that you would eat a stranger's leftovers, like if there's a small portion of popcorn or potato chips or pretzels, you don't think twice, you eat the leftovers, that's not a problem. If it's something which you would not eat from a leftover, from a stranger's leftovers, you would only do it from your wife, those are the foods that are included in the din of shirayim. If it's the type of food that she bit into, you can see her teeth marks. Let's say it's a piece of bread that she bit into, or something else, a piece of cake that she bit into, you can see her teeth marks over there, then Rav Moshe and Rav Isakana, others held that it's not enough to just transfer it to another plate. You should just cut off a very thin a slice by where she ate from and then put it onto another plate. But something which doesn't have a shape to it, so then it's for sure fine just to transfer it into a second plate or a second cup. What? Yeah. Right there, slide, you know, the klipa, okay. There's another halacha which comes up by the table that's serving. Over here also, it's the union of serving a personal portion. He or she is serving, one of them is serving the other one a personal portion, and pouring for them a cup of drink in front of the person. You know, she cannot pour for him a cup of drink in front of him. And this is all when the kais is, when the cup is in front of him. When the cup is in front of him. But if it's moved over to the side a little, that'll be fine. Or if she wants to serve him a portion, then she shouldn't put it down right in front of him like she normally does. She'll put it on the side, a drop, doesn't have to be out of his reach, just a drop over. And then he'll slide it over. Or there's another shinoi, if instead of serving it with the right hand or the two hands, she now serves it with her left hand, that's also called a shinoi over here, enough that we find for her to put it down in the regular place. But again, it's all in front of him. If he turns around or he's out of the room, so then she could put it down in the regular place. It doesn't have to be moved over far. Just a drop over to the side is enough. If she's coming in with a platter with a lot of portions on it, a serving dish or even a tray with different portions, then Be'etzim she could come and he could take a portion off that plate. So it goes back to Negiah de Davach like we mentioned last week. But like we said last week, if you don't need to, she should put it down. Then he'll take a portion off that if you don't need to come on today. Water could be, there's more room to be made all over there by pouring water, but that's the din of serving.
Same thing happens to husband and wife also?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there are those that are machalik, but lemaisa. Yeah.
She couldn't eat
from him,
right?
What?
She couldn't.
That's leftovers, right. Leftovers, is the is of leftovers only on him to eat from her leftovers. But for her to eat or drink from his leftovers is not a problem.
Serving.
What?
Serving
both, right. Okay. Yeah, and the only hacker that helps is the one with the left hand. Okay? Then there's one more din, which is sending a cup of wine. Dafka wine. Wine for the chashivas. That wine, we include grape juice in it also, even though it doesn't have the same chashivas as wine. But we include it in this din. To send her, but the din is a kais mali, a full cup, what's considered a chashiva amount. Maybe it's not full to the top, a half a cup, but it means you're sending her a drink of wine. Like if you order a cup of wine, the amount that they would give you, that's what you're sending to her. Just little leftovers in a cup is not a problem. So like, let's say I make kiddush, and I drink, and I leave over a little in the cup. That's not what we're referring to over here. You have the din that we said you can't put it down in front of her. You can put it close to her. Or if I'm pouring out into little cups, I'm not being miyachid any specific cup for her, right? There are other people around the table. So I'm pouring into 3-4 cups, not being miyachid any single one for her. So then also we pass down the tray and then she'll take one from it. That's not a problem. The problem is, now when you do have a cup of wine, you do want to give it to her, so then it's also not only for you to put it down next to her, but you're not even tell someone, pass this to my wife, to send it to her, because that's also a chavivus in sending it through a shliach. You could move it a drop towards her, but it has to be still far enough that she has to stretch out to get it. Then so those are the harchakas that negate to by mealtime. I don't know. I can't tell you exactly what the measurement is, but what's considered a cup of wine? Depends how big your wine cup is. If it's a kais of yayin, then not. If it falls into that category now, but if it's just from kiddush, it's usually just a small amount, so it's not such a big deal. That's fine. She's allowed to drink your leftovers. And when you leave over, usually you drink most of the cup, and what's left over is just not, then let's go on to the dinim by the beds. So there's issa on the husband to sit or lay on her bed, even if it's not in front of her. Over here, this is Mishum Hira. These dinim are because of Hira, not because we're worried that they'll come to touch each other, but there's a certain Hira that could come back from it. So the issa or lay on her bed, even if it's not in front of her. Apizeh, we're mekel, if let's say she's out of the city, or she's in the hospital, she had a baby, she's in the hospital. So then we make all that he could sit or lay on her bed because she's not as much on his mind as when she's around. On the Isha, the Isra is Dafka to lay on his bed in front of him. But for her to sit or lay not in front of him is Mutter, and even to sit in front of him would also be Mutter. So on her, it's only Asa to lay in front of him. Then we have the din of Safsal Echot. If we have a non-sturdy bench, it shakes, the bench shakes. So over here, it's Asaf and them both to sit down on this shaky bench. Over here also, there are different svaras given. One of them is because when one feels the movement of the other one through the bench, it could bring to here. Kain the gear, one lashon is, but it's when one's sitting on it and the second one's to sit down on it, and from the shakiness of it, they can feel the movement of the other. If someone else is sitting in between them, or there's something there in between them, more than just a small little heck over here, it needs to be like you put down a knapsack, a bag, a coat, or something. So then that'll be mutter. Now, if each one's sitting on their own chair, and the chairs have to be touching each other, like on a plane, two seats happen to be attached to each other, that's not a problem. It's two separate seats, even though they're attached, as long as you're careful not to touch each other, that'll be fine. Going on a bus or in a car, over here, over here the Paiskim are Mekel, that even though as the car is driving you may feel vibration or movement of the other, but we say it's the vibration of the vehicle, and therefore it's not a problem. For sure, if you're sitting in the front, so it's two separate seats, it's not a problem. But even if you're sitting in the back, and it's one seat, it's not a problem. The only time there'll be a question is when they're going to Tiyul. That's the second issue over here, which is Tiyul. Tiyul means that the trip itself is for the sake of pleasure. The ride itself is for pleasure. Not that we're driving to a place where we're going to have a good time. Not that we're driving to the park. We're driving to wherever we're going. Even though we decided to go alone because we want to spend time with each other. But that's not Tiyul. Tiyul is like the term Sedeshin speaking about when they used to go in the Agolos through the Ginois of Pardesim, through the gardens and orchards. A scenic area. You're driving through a scenic area, going to Bear Mountains or wherever it may be, just to drive through the area because it's a nice place to drive through. Maybe it's safari if you're going. It's something where the trip, where the ride itself is for pleasure. That's Tiyul. Then, if you're sitting on the same seat, so if your chauffeur is driving you and you're sitting in the back seat, that's where the issue comes up. Or if you're going in a pickup truck, there's one flat, there's a straight seat in the front. Oh, but otherwise, usually it's not so negeh. Making the beds. So there are those that want to say that if it's a soft pillow and one, I have to be talking about one soft pillow, not two separate ones. One soft pillow and they're sitting close down on the couch, close enough to each other, where they can feel each other's movement, that might have the same din as Tafsim Snani. I think it's more daima to the couch, is more daima to the car. But I think it's a chiddush. If you want, you could, and then like slide over, so then you didn't feel the sitting down. Sit down at the same time.
Yes, it's hard, no problem.
It's hard, no problem, right. And also, if it's two separate pillows, even though you feel it, you're feeling the movement of pillow A hitting your pillow, not her. That's also not a problem. Okay, making the beds. So here we have Isser on the Isser for her or for him to make the beds in front of the other one. She to make in front of him or him to make in front of her. Now what's included in this Isser is anything which is not of Tircha. Like just putting out the putting the pillow, putting the blanket out, setting the bed up to be able to go to sleep in it, which I'll be magged in a moment. But putting the sheet on the mattress, if it's tercha to do it, sometimes it's a heavy mattress, you have to lift the mattress up to put it, or putting the blanket in the blanket cover, or the pillow in the pillowcase, sometimes could be a tercha for some people. So that's not included in this. But the mice of this halacha, the derech klal is not negeya, because most of the times you're not making the bed. Almost always, you're not making the bed to go to sleep. You're making the bed so the room should look nice. That's not a problem. And fakir, usually before you go to sleep, you undo what you did. So therefore, it's usually not negay unless you wash the linen that day. And now it's time to go to sleep, so you're putting the linen on the bed to go to sleep. Otherwise, usually, it's not negay. There's no answer there. It's only to prepare to go to sleep. Okay. You're not doing it to go to sleep. And even when it's us, it's only in front of the other one. The other one's not in the room, then it's not a problem. Okay, I'll tell Mustama, unless you really hang out there a lot. But Mustama, there's no bed that's yours or hers. Unless you like feel like you've been there and this is her bed a night or two and this is like.
I'm saying if you walk in the end, like I'll sleep here and that's not enough.
I don't think so. Or even when you go back, let's and this is the question comes up. Let's say you go back to your parents or your in-laws. Right, that was her bed always. Is it still her bed? She feels like this is her bed. And yes, Laden. Because the bed, the whole din is a psychological din bed. So, setting up the beds. So here we find that for them both to sleep on the same bed is asar, even though they're both in clothing. The Rishonim speak out on Shabbos, even though they're both dressed, is asar. Then we find that two separate beds, which are touching each other, we give it a din like one bed. Either because we're worried that they'll end up touching yourself in an infectious way, or because it could lead to hero or different chashes. But even if it's two separate beds touching each other, we consider like one bed. Therefore, as long as they're not touching each other, any space between, it's two separate beds. However, the late Achren bring down from the Arizal, but the nigla dikagether is that they're far enough apart that if you stretch out in the middle of the night, you won't come to touch it, which usually we say is like from the elbow to here, like a amma's worth, or like how that amount of space. Isaac writes 50 centimeters. But if it's a small room where you don't have room, sometimes in the Israeli bedrooms it's narrow, you don't even have room to put 50 centimeters in between. So then, as long as they're not touching enough. Yeah. I think so. Yeah. Okay. Then we have a few others over here. Preparing water for her to prepare water for the bath, or to fill up the water for him to wash himself with, is also for her to do it in front of him, or to bring him water to wash himself. But it's, again, not so practical, because anything which is done for any type of mitzvah, like negovasa, su'uda, mayim achreinim, is muta even in front of him. She can fill up water and bring it to him. Tumei dafka for washing himself. But so what is it? She's going to fill up the bathtub with water. Okay, so not in front of him. She's doing it. But other things that negate the rechitza is muta. She's allowed to prepare for him the soap, the towel, or whatever else he needs. That she's allowed to do. What? I don't know what opinion there's a chalik. Would he do it? Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't remember there being a chalik. There should be a difference. I mean, it'll be the same way. Yeah. Okay. Kol Shira, hearing her sing. So Be'etzim is not brought down in Shulchan Aruch, the Isra of hearing her sing. And the Lashon of the Pesachei Tshuva is that he should be Menea, he should refrain from it. Rav Moshe writes, he should be Machmer, Yishla Achmer, not to hear her sing while she's in Nida. If she's in a different room, you're in one room, in a different room, and you're doing what you need to, what you're doing, you're learning or whatever it is, and you're just hearing her in the background, that's not a problem. If she's playing an instrument, it's not a problem. Chayim, she's playing a song for you also, we don't find that should be a problem. It's dafke hearing her sing. Same thing. So if you're in a different room and she's singing to the baby over there, that's not a problem.
In the same room, and
the baby's crying, and that's the only way to calm the baby down. That's fine.
What about singing to a song, like in the car?
What?
She's
humming.
Yeah.
The chayim humming is also humming to a song is like singing. It would be better not to. Again, yesh lem noya, or yesh lachmer. I don't know if that's singing. You know, you go to, you go to the gan, you bring your kid to the gan late, and the teacher says, "Good morning, Esti." So now you oivan call Zemeisha. I don't know if that's singing. I don't want to get into it now, but the Maisa in Hilchus Megillah, it says, that some lady could be a balkai, right? Even though just not covered with tzipa. She's saying the Megillah with a niggin. Teres says, you have to know what a Zeme is. Fine. Okay, that's a separate discussion. Okay, then we have other different examples that come up that that we mentioned it's mutter by presents. It's during this man, if they want to read a book together, it's mutter. There's no issa to read from the same book. Just you have to be careful not to. You have to be careful that you're not going to end up pulling to each other and will come to touch each other and things like that. Okay. Then we have just the din of chayla. If let's say one of them are not well. So over here in halacha we find that there's a difference between if he's not well or if she's not well. And the reason for that is that, again, the idea of the archokos is to prevent them from coming to Isser. And we do find the man has more of a draw to come to the Isser than her. Therefore, in a case where she's not well and he's hakshash, that they will come to Isser. So in halacha we find that if the husband's not well, so we have that less of hakshash. And so then already we say that if he needs something, if he's not well, and therefore he needs her to help him out, even if it means helping him get on the bed, get off the bed, moving around, getting comfortable, serving him food or any of the other achakais, if there's no one else there that could do it easily, so then there's no problem. She could do it. She shouldn't touch him. She should always make sure to do either through wearing a glove. If she would have to touch him, wearing glove or through his bag. That's by him. When she's sick, so then we have more of the chashash. So therefore, there's more of a inyan to try to get someone else to help her out. But of course, at the time when she needs the help, you can't start arranging help. So you'll have to take that into account. But if it's a situation where it's more than it needs extended amount of help, so then you have to try to get outside help. But again, if she's sick and there's no other help there, so then those are chakais where there's no contact at all. So then that you could be making by passing, putting that food in front of her again if she can't do it herself. But if she needs more than that, she needs help getting up, moving around, things like that. So again, if there's someone else there that could help, the other person should help her. If not, or you can't arrange for help right now, so then you could help her through a begging. If I need to look for outside help in a case where it would make sense to look for it, I'm saying if she falls on the floor right now, you can't start making phone calls and getting outside help. She'll need help. I'm saying in a case where she fell, she's having a hard time getting up, or it comes up by Leida. Comes up by Leida where she's in case where she's also already, if she became also beforehand, so she needs help. So if there's no, if you're there still at home or whatever, so you can't start playing games, so then you'll be able to. But if you're already in the hospital and there's a doctor, a nurse, or the doula, or whoever it is, so then just let them do it, not you. By him already we could be more makel if he was the one that was sick. And that's the only difference there is. Okay, any questions? Wow, look at that. Okay. Maybe one full week. I guess so.
Like that by
Kais Jayin. Kais Jayin.